Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is I relate to my boss in a way that pleases God. So I don't want to pull out a specific scripture here, but I do want to share just a tidbit of David's story in the Bible. And I don't remember which book of Samuel it was in, but I do remember how after David was anointed king, Saul lost his mind, and Saul was basically David's boss. So there was a period where David was on the run because he was fearing for his life, because I think Saul had threatened to kill him or something to that effect. And you just see like this downhill spiral, I feel like, in David's mental health. Like he just started doing things that seemed out of character even for him. And he was a pretty courageous and rowdy guy already, I think, but he just started doing things that were out of character even for him because he was afraid of Saul. Now, that being said, I think that the Lord wants us to strike a balance between not having more fear for our boss than we do for him, the Lord, and between being respectful and obedient to the laws that are set forth from those in authority. I don't think that the Lord will ever ask you to blindly obey someone who is willfully doing wrong. But I also don't think that he's also going to say, be disrespectful to them, even though they're a jerk. You have to use discernment. You have to ask the Lord for wisdom every single day. If you are dealing with a boss who is in authority and you know that that person is abusing their authority to do ungodly things, you have to ask for wisdom every single day, because the point is that you want to relate to this person in a way that pleases the Lord. Because ultimately, at the end of your life, at the end of all our lives, we're going to have to stand before the Lord and account for every word, every action. We're going to have to account for all of it, even that boss that you know is abusing their authority. So the best thing that I can tell you to do is, again, ask the Lord for wisdom every single day, every minute of every day when you are dealing with this boss, so that you can relate to them in a way that pleases him. So once again, today's confession is I relate to my boss in a way that pleases God. Don't forget to confess your way to success, and we'll see you for tomorrow's confession.